beautiful waterfalls. Well, I went hiking where I used to live in Utah, and they have some beautiful rocks there. So instead of looking for waterfalls, we were going to go to what's called Chesler Park in Utah, in Canyonlands, and we were going to look for these big, beautiful cliffs and these big, beautiful rocks. So I had gone camping with a church, and there were a group of Pathfinders, and there were some adults, and we all took off that morning for a beautiful hike. We had our walking sticks, our hiking poles, trekking poles, we had good boots, everybody had a bottle of water, we had a map, and you know what? We had a guide, and we were so excited. Everybody followed that guide, and we got to the place where we wanted to be, and we were happy because we saw the beautiful rocks, and we enjoyed it so much. And then after we ate lunch, it was time to go back. Well, some of the kids, they were hungry, and they were like, you know what, can we just hurry up because the other people are being so slow, and we want to go ahead of everybody. So one of the adults said, okay, I'll take this group of kids that wants to go. And probably they were a bunch of boys because they wanted to hike faster than everyone else. And so they decided to take off and go in and take off in front of the rest of the group. Well, I decided I wanted to stay with the guide because I wasn't really that sure. And the guide had the map. I didn't have the map. And I didn't want to get off the trail. So we were hiking, and we did fine, and we finally got back to the parking lot where the trailhead was. And you know what? That group that the other adult had with those boys was missing. They were nowhere in the parking lot. They weren't in the bathroom. They weren't anywhere around the cars. We could not find them. Then we got worried. We're starting to think, I wonder what happened. And we remembered that on the way back, there was a Y in the trail. And that Y in the trail means you could go two different directions. Well, because we had the guide and we had the map, we followed the guide and the map. But guess what? They didn't have that. And they just thought that they could get there on their own. Guess what happened? They hiked 5 miles further than they needed to hike. And they came out in a whole different section and a different trailhead. We had to drive all the way around in the national park and another place to find them. And thankfully we did. But it reminds me of how that Jesus is our guide and that we need to follow him and that the Bible is our map and that we need to read our Bible so that we can learn more about Jesus and we can follow him. And I'm just going to say a little prayer that we all follow Jesus. Dear Jesus, we just ask you to bless the children, and we ask that you prepare their hearts and that they love you and that they always follow you. Amen. Thanks for being good listeners.